We just got a call from management at Air America Radio here, and outside of my contract negotiations not going that well, they also say our show has to make more money or else we'll have to do the show without microphones or a studio or any particular affiliation with the network. So,
you mean in the street?
Uh-huh. So here's today's product placement minute. So Riley, what's in the news?
Raw sewage poured out of showers, toilets, and sinks in Rhode Island last week after floodwaters overtaxed the city's drainage system. Dozens of people are still homeless.
Wow. And what's our sponsor today?
J-Date, the largest Jewish singles network.
Great. You know, if you're single and Jewish, you ought to check out J-Date. What could it hurt?
More than 8 inches of rain fell within 24 hours, overwhelming the sewage system with storm runoff and groundwater. The regional treatment plant received 22 million gallons of sewage Saturday, 19 million gallons above average.
Here's a 35-year-old Jewish woman from New York who says she's caring and giving, and she's looking for a man with a playful and loving spirit. That's beautiful.
A geyser of excrement shot out of one man's toilet for 2 days. And six manhole covers in the town of West Warwick sprouted fountains of raw waste. The smell was unbearable.
Wow, I bet. And here's a nice young woman planning a trip to Peru in February. She also said she loves to dance.
Feces and urine have flooded basements throughout the area. Even a week after the flood, dozens of families still can't go home because of the filth, smell, and risk of disease.
And for the ladies, here's a guy who likes Chinese cooking. He says he's looking for, quote, a woman who is willing to live life to the fullest, unquote, and be his, quote, partner in crime, unquote. Say, maybe he's the right match for someone listening right now.
The stench of mold and sewage poses a serious health threat, and some homes were swamped so badly with liquid waste, they'll have to be condemned.
I have two questions, Mark. First of all, is there any relief for these people? And second of all, who sounds cuter, that woman going to Peru or the caring and giving one?
Insurance companies are on site, Mark, but property values won't recover until someone can cap the unbearable reek of filth. And if I were single and Jewish, I'd probably go with a guy who's into Chinese cooking.
Wow, that's interesting. And that's today's Product Placement Minute.
Lord have his mercy.
Yeah, okay.